given to us as a free gift has already done that. So then with grace poured out on us by God through Jesus, empowered by the Spirit, God already having done the saving work that we need in our lives, it means that we, in response to that grace, in our baptism, get to live in to live God's love out loud in service to the neighbor. Part of the training that I attended yesterday was offered a really helpful history of how did the church go? The early church was about the priesthood of all believers, believing all the baptized had gifts for ministry, but it happened in different ways. How did we go from that to way back in the 800s, Constantine caused a little bit of trouble, as he really created a hierarchical kind of type of ministry that was heavily led by a few clergy, and the rest of the baptized were all here. And that persisted for years until Martin Luther came along in the 1500s, and he tried to offer a different way of thinking about vocation and our call to be the people of God. So yesterday, Pastor Greg Kaufman, who's a longtime mentor of mine, was one of our teachers, and he offered this illustration to help us think about how we have mistakenly been the church over the course of hundreds of years. He said, imagine a split-level house, right? So in a split-level house, you walk into the main landing, and you can go upstairs, you can go downstairs. And he said, when you walk into the house, there's the baptismal font. Everyone stops there and is baptized. But then a few, as their life goes on, might feel a call to ordain ministry. And so they go through seminary, and they get a bunch of classes and a bunch of learning, and they become ordained ministers. And they go up to the upper level, where the sun pours into the windows, and the kitchen's always fully stocked, and they're well-fed. Meanwhile, those who are not ordained go to the lower level. Maybe less lighting, fewer cobwebs, and they're dependent on the food to come to them from the upper level. So there's this obvious split then in the way that we perceive ordained people being called versus all baptized people being called. And the church has functioned like that for a long time, even though our practice undercuts our theology, our belief that we're all part of a priesthood of believers. And so Greg offered that we really ought to be modeling the early church and thinking of ourselves more as a ranch-style house, where everything vital is on one level. No one's raised higher than anyone else. Everyone has the same access to God's grace and love and the same call to serve the neighbor. And so maybe you've heard, I think as long as I've been in ministry, I've been told there's a clergy shortage, right? There's not enough pastors to fill all of the pulpits and all of the church buildings and all of the country and the world. And that is one of the reasons that our synod has almost 40 people now serving as SAMs, leaders that have been lifted up out of their own congregation to do some of the pastoral ministry that would otherwise go undone. And so it's true that we have a clergy shortage if we understand ministry as needing to be done mainly by clergy. But we don't have a minister shortage because all of us who are baptized, saved by God's grace, are called to minister to the needs of the world. And again, that was demonstrated beautifully here yesterday with the lay-led health fair. And so when understood properly, the work of ordained clergy like myself or synodically authorized ministers is, as our scripture says, to equip God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be lifted up. It does not say that the work of clergy is to do the works of service on behalf of the congregation, but rather to equip the people of God to use their gifts, their time, their talents to do the work. And so this time of readiness that we've been in, readying ourselves for the rhythms of grace, has been to build up God's people in this congregation so that we might feel equipped to do God's work in the world. Our shared, our primary vocation, before anyone ever asks us, what do you want to be when you grow up, is that of being baptized and called out into the world as God's people. And so we all, no matter what we do day in and day out for our work and our leisure, we share a common job description through the baptismal promises, no matter how we spend our days. Martin Luther, the reformer of the faith, helped people start to imagine what a more Christ-centered understanding of vocation nation might look like. So this is where he started trying to break down what Constantine had started back in the 800s. And Greg Kaufman shared it this way: Luther's teaching on vocation is able in our own day to help counter the individualistic, self-centered striving for one's own advantage, to allow us to rediscover the fact that our work is meant to serve the common good. And so we can begin then to reclaim what it means to be called to be the body of Christ in the world, specifically for us in this community. Remembering that our work, the work that we do and the action we take, is done in Jesus' name. It's for the purpose of fostering faith in Jesus Christ, always trying to point others to the love that God has for them. And so Scripture says Christ called people to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. It's a horizontal thing, right? And in that same list are all the baptized. It's not a higher, lower kind of situation. It's across the board. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Not for the purpose, again, of being the church on behalf of the baptized, but rather for the purpose of equipping the baptized to be the church, so the body of Christ might be built up. And then our scripture concludes saying this: from Christ, the whole body, every baptized person, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. As each part does its work. Not one person, not just one team, not one committee, not one council, but everyone does the work. And do you notice how it says that through the work that we're doing, we find ourselves growing and built up in love? It's a cyclical relationship. We love because God first loved us, but then through doing the holy work of service in Jesus' name, out of that love, the body of Christ is further grown and built up in love. It's a really beautiful call that we have in the world. We who are loved by God, we who believe in Jesus Christ, are empowered by the Holy Spirit, ready to do the work that God leads us to do in our community. And we already know the life-saving work that God alone has done through Jesus on the cross and the empty tomb. And so Martin Luther says this. He said, God doesn't need our good works. God doesn't need us to do good works in order to be saved, because we already have grace. He says, God doesn't need our good works, but our neighbors do. Echoing this same theological conviction, one of our past presiding bishops, Mark Hansen, who the councils have us actually been reading together for our devotions, a book written by him, he says this, gives this definition of the ministry of all the baptized. He said, God calls us to live in and tend to relationships, to be stewards of friendships and family, to care for God's creation. God calls us to active lives as citizens. And so as this season of readiness comes to a close, may we find ways to reclaim our calling, the richness of our shared vocation, so that we might use our lives to do God's work in God's world. Thanks be to God. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day. It's a familiar lyrics, but a different, more upbeat tune. And we're going to do so much better than we did at Faith this morning, because the words were not right on the screen, and now they are. So follow along, you'll catch on. Thank you. with lives ready for the rhythms of grace, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation. Gracious God, you lead your people to faith. Remind the church that your word flows into the world. By your Spirit, teach the church to share the word of God for the sake of the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Creating God, you provide cleansing and healing waters. Water the earth's lands and parched places. Restore clean water to all communities and guide the work of all who advocate for safe, abundant water supplies. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Righteous One, you bring justice and wholeness throughout the world, and your righteousness endures forever. By your Spirit, guide leaders of all nations and lands to right relationship with you and with one another. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Merciful God, you know the needs of your people. Show mercy to those suffering in the world. Comfort those in need. Bring healing to those we pray for now by name.
Adam, Gary, and Mike.
Linda.
Adam, Lisa, Bill.
Gary and Bill.
God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Life-giving God, you free us by your word. Help us by your Spirit to be transformed to live your word of freedom honestly and uprightly in our teaching, preaching, and serving. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, thank you for the witness of those who have died in faith. Guide us to trust in the baptismal promise of resurrection in Christ. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We offer our prayers, O God, trusting in your everlasting grace and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of peace with one another.
Thank you.
soon as you're able for our offertory response. He took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus was and still is God's best handiwork. Jesus is present in this bread and cup as we reach out our hands to claim it as sacred. May the same spirit which animated Jesus' life enter into our lives through this holy meal as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated as you prepare to commune. Today we'll actually be communing continuously, so we won't use the rail, so those of you that have pets on leashes or crates or whatever, don't have to wait so long up front. So we'll just kind of serve continuously. You'll take the bread, the cup, return your cup, and go back to your pews. So you might remember we used to do that. It's been a while, but these are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome. There is a communion. I'm just saying the words are on the screen.
Thank you.
body of Christ. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have gathered us and fed us, reminding us once again of your abundant love. Mindful of your mercy, we have been ready to enter the world with hands, ears, eyes, and hearts open to your people. Let our voices and lives be a faithful witness to your goodness, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we head into another week of ministry together, we give thanks for our radio sponsor, Diane Knudsen, sponsoring in honor of family fall and winter birthdays. And the next slide has some photos of our helper yesterday. And I'm going to invite Kathy Dahl to come forward and just share a little bit about how the day went. We're really grateful for the ministry.
So, first of all, I couldn't believe how some of the feelings we all experienced yesterday and last night, thinking about what the event was like yesterday matched up just perfectly with the sermon and the message of today. I just have to say that this was a real blessed event for all of us that were involved with it. And, you know, if there's a chance next year that it works out for any other members of our church to stop in and get to have the feeling that we had yesterday, please be sure and do it. Our kids are with other Latino kids in school, but a lot of us, my age and even younger, haven't had as much opportunity to experience other cultures or anything like that. So even to just sit by that is amazing. But I did want to say, with Sue Dahl's encouragement last year, I borrowed her book. It was in the Bible in 1 year, and every day you do a reading, and by the end of the year, you've gone through it, and it's Old, New Testament, Proverbs, and Psalms. So I've never done that before, and I'm 3/4 way through now, so I've been pretty steady with it. And a lot of the stuff I could use a theologian to help to understand what that's all about. But what was so clear is over and over again, it says, love one another, love your neighbor, help others, help those that need it. And if you're doing that, you're doing what Jesus wants us to do. And so for that, I feel like this year, it's our third one, was a blessed event. I'm not going to take the whole time, so if you're interested in more of how it actually went, you can talk to me later. And if you ever decide you'd like to get involved with our group that's working on this every year, we want to evolve and do other things too. But we were able to do all of this with amazing congregational support, and you could feel the Spirit. And we had donations from Thrivent for a $250 grant, from Neighbor to Neighbor, which is that Linda Say Montoya, she had a grant, and Benton Dairy also gave us $500, and then other individuals donated time and money for the event. And we were able to fully fund the entire day and be able to give services to our neighbors without any monetary funds from our church. But of course, we had this beautiful space here. We used almost every bit of the entire church to do this event. And everybody had room. All the organizations that were there were really pleased with how the event was organized. We had 25 organizations here from Menominee, Eau Claire, and Duran. Even the administrator of Advent Health was here for 3 hours with his wife, who was the chaplain, giving out materials. It was amazing. The other cool thing is that we had probably 10 high school or college translators helping. Most of them were Latino. So it was Latinos helping Latinos, and then we were the facilitators of helping the information get out to them. In terms of who was health service that were done, there were over 30 vaccinations given. Everyone came that had a vision test. We had maybe 5 referrals for eyes, some hearing that needs follow-up. Blood pressures were checked. Blood sugars were checked. And then we had door prizes and gifts to be kind of incentive to get through and get all the materials. All the food, we were able to serve everyone an authentic Mexican lunch by a wonderful group of people from Menominee. And all the food is gone, but the drinks are not. And so my husband's bringing them up from the basement for those of you that would like to try. This is healthy juice that's full of antioxidants, and also a icy cold milk type drink with cinnamon. It kind of reminds me of rum chata without the rum. And it's delicious. So the last thing I wanted to just point out is to thank the church members of Ron and Linda, Becca and Matt, Hugh, Ron and Linda Prinky, Bette and Matt, Hugh, Heidi and Katie Rinhorn, Sharon Bird, Sue Dahl, Dick Dahl, Garrett Eastville, Aaron and Becky Richardson, and my husband Steve, and if anyone else I missed, I am sorry. So, anyway, it was a great event. We do have balloons in the back, and all the kids that are left over, you're welcome to take some and then try a little bit. We do have chocolate milk, white milk, coffee, and cinnamon rolls, too. So thank you for the opportunity to speak to you about the fair, and thank you for our congregation for supporting this ministry.
And I want to lift up that it was 3 or 4 years ago now that Kathy was a voting member at our Synod Assembly and heard Deacon Lita say speak about neighbor-to-neighbor ministry and these health fairs. And came to me and said, we need to do this at Rock Creek. And so I am less than happy as well for taking the lead. We'll continue with our announcements. Reminder that we have Faith Lift confirmation classes after school on Wednesday. This includes the adult guides from 4 to 5:30. And then our senior high 8th through 12th grade youth group will meet at 7 p.m. at Faith. And all are welcome to come to that. Next Sunday, we get to welcome our Synod Bishop, Martin Howell, to worship with us. So I hope you'll be here to greet him and to hear a good word from him on Sunday. We're excited to be hosting him and welcoming him. And then the following Saturday is our Roof to Dinner. Where are you at with help for that?
Well, next Sunday after church, the Packers don't play till 3:25.
Okay.
We have 3 hours after church that we need to clean the kitchen.
Okay.
Pots and pans need to be washed because it's been a year since all that stuff has been used.
Sure.
So that's going to happen Sunday after church. So many hands make light work.
Right.
And if you haven't already signed up to work or even give a portion of some time for next week or for the 25th, we would appreciate it because we still could use a little bit more help here and
sure.
there. So.
Yeah, and if you, the prep days of the 23rd and 24th are during some people's work days. So if you're not able to work at that time, next Sunday after worship to clean the kitchen is a great call. Thank you. And then tickets, of course, are available. In a couple of weeks, the 26th, our preschoolers and third graders will be receiving their Bibles. So if you're someone to be included in that, let me know so I don't miss anyone. And then October 29th, I'll be holding a First Communion class. If there's anyone who's ready to either learn a little more or start receiving communion, and we'll celebrate First Communion on November 2nd, which is All Saints Day. Any other announcements? And receive this blessing. May God bless your hands to heal, bless your eyes to notice, bless your ears to hear longing. Bless your voices to comfort, bless your hearts to love without limit. And bless your lives to be Jesus-like in every way, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And sing together our sending hymn, Rise, Shine, You People.
We call.
God's work in the world. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Totally wrapped up. the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair. Your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Knew it was gonna be a long night from the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on ice, started talking about us again. If I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair. Just your side had my heart stolen. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Standing on the stick, kind of feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. I don't know where that left turn was leading. You just seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. just like that. I take you back in 3, 2, 1. Day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you. I blame me for that sunset till I'm sinking tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away.
That's Tucker Wetmore in 3, 2, 1. Parker McCollum on the way, Lee Bryce and Jody Messina too, as we continue with your favorite music on the JD Show.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the low 70s and breezy. Some showers possible late. Mostly cloudy, still breezy tonight, occasional showers around, and a low in the low 50s. Sunshine returns for Monday, highs in the mid-60s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. She loved me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.